The Community Care for Seniors thrift shop in Picton is a popular place for customers to not only browse for bargains, but to meet and chat. They celebrated 25 years of serving the public with their shop providing household goods, clothing, sporting equipment, and all kinds of treasures. Executive Director Debbie McDonald Moynes tells us more.
Debbie, when did this thrift store get started?
We started 25 years ago in August, and we've been a going concern ever since. We have wonderful volunteers to keep it going.
How many volunteers do you think you have?
Well, right now, we have about 50. Over the years, we've had between 40 and 70. It just depends. So the roster isn't the same all the time. And some people aren't active when they're on the roster. Maybe they're traveling, or they had a knee replacement or something like that. So people come and go from active duty, so to speak. But we have quite a few volunteers.
And so what would be the longest that one of your volunteers has been with the organization?
Well, we have Carol Timidus, who was with us from the very beginning. So we have one volunteer at least that has been with us the full 25 years.
And how did this get started?
Well, I was doing a little consulting project with an agency in Bancroft, and they were successfully operating three very small thrift shops. And I came back here and said to the board of directors, you know, maybe we should look at opening a thrift shop. First thing that we did was we talked to the folks at the second time around. They had been operating a thrift shop at that point for about 30 years, very successfully in this community, as we all know. They were extremely encouraging to us, so we went ahead and found a good location at 281 Main Street was our first spot, and off we went.
It's interesting that Picton, well, Prince Edward County can support two thrift shops on the same street.
There's a synergy. There's a synergy, and in fact, we have a dollar store in between us. Mm. So it has not in any way been a problem for any of the thrift shops. Thrift shops 25 years ago were not as prevalent as they are now. Mm. Now you'll find some communities with a half a dozen thrift shops and consignment shops. People are really into reusing and donating their good used items so that they can be reused. So it's kind of a thing. It's grown into more of a thing than it was when we started, in fact.
That's interesting, isn't it, to have all these? I mean, there's also the higher end consignment shops downtown that cater to a different clientele, mm-hmm. I would think.
But then there's the people that really like to frequent a thrift shop mm-hmm. like ours, because you will find some of those higher end items sometimes at a price that is unbelievable. And you know, I've had people tell me, and Carol Timidus, one of our volunteers I mentioned, is one of the people that knows the various brands, knows the price, and is just absolutely thrilled if she finds something at our thrift shop or another shop that is a high-end item at a really great price. People donate to us incredible things here, including jewelry and clothes and shoes and sporting items and all everything in between. We're never sure what people are going to donate, and we're very grateful to our donors as well.
So you make quite a bit of money on this endeavor, I would think.
Yes, we do. It's an important part of our budget. We're funded by the Ministry of Health. We are not funded at 100%. We are supposed to do some fundraising, charge client fees for some of the services. We reduce or waive the fees if we need to for some of our clients, and that then is covered by the thrift shop. The thrift shop fundraising is an important part of the budget for Prince Edward Community Care to make sure that we can help seniors live at home.
And you mentioned in your speech how much money you've made in 25 years.
Yes, we added it all up, and the net proceeds raised are $1,541,765.35 and that's net proceeds.
Right. How much do you think you make per year?
Well, We started out slower than, so, you know, that would be about $100,000 in 15 years, but we now make, we net just right around $100,000. But I do have to say that the pandemic set us back a lot. And so, you know, that number might be different if we hadn't had to be closed for as long as we had to be closed. But, and the volunteers do an incredible job, and it's been growing over the years, the net proceeds. So we're very grateful.
Do you have any plans for the future for the store?
Well, you know, we're always looking to improve, and we're always looking to promote the thrift shop, to encourage more people to make donations. We have restarted our silent auctions, and we just had a very successful silent auction, and so we hope to continue those in a more regular basis. We hadn't been able to do that since the pandemic. It's hard to restart things, and so we're working on that. I think we will continue as we are. We have a 4,000 square foot location, prime location on Main Street. It's working well for us. We're just going to keep going.
Keep going forward.
In the last year or so, we did put a new sign on the front of the building. I think maybe that had a bit of an impact. You know, so we'll just keep going forward, encouraging people to volunteer, to donate, and especially to come in and shop. New items daily, always something to find in Community Cares Thrift Shop.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.